Moments with the Master, Day 14. All throughout history, there have been people who have said that they knew the date when Christ was coming back to earth. But each time a date has been set for Christ's return, he did not return. I wonder if those people ever read Jesus' statement in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 32 and 33. Now concerning that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, only the Father. Watch, be alert, for you don't know when the time is coming. However, there are signs of the times relating to the last days that we can communicate with certainty. Unfortunately, signs of the world creeping into the church and into believers' lives also become more and more evident as the years go by. The lifestyle, the attitudes, and a lack of respect are some of the indications that a part of the church and some believers have a form of godliness but deny the power of God, as mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. A description of the last days is given in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And even here and there in the church, there are perilous times. We learn of this secret sin and about that broken home that testify to the fact that, once again, someone has not applied the power of God in their personal life, but has allowed the spirit of the last days to penetrate their thinking and influence their behavior. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 states, "But know this, difficult times will come in the last days, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, without love for what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the form of religion but denying its power. Avoid these people, for among them are those who worm their way into households and capture idle women burdened down with sins, led along by a variety of passions, always learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so these also resist the truth, men who are corrupt in mind, worthless in regard to the faith. Is there no good news? Yes, there is good news. The Bible tells us that if we hold fast and lead a life according to biblical principles and repent of our sin, we will walk with Christ in white raiment. Someone living for God in the midst of compromise and error is called an overcomer in the Bible. In the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, we read, "To the angel of the church in Sardis write, The one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says, I know your works. You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Be alert and strengthen what remains, which is about to die, for I have not found your works complete before my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Keep it and repent. But if you are not alert, I will come like a thief, and you have no idea at what hour I will come against you. But you have a few people in Sardis who have not defiled their clothes, and they will walk with me in white, because they are worthy. In the same way, the victor will be dressed in white clothes, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and before his angels. Anyone who has an ear should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches." When Christ comes back, it will be without warning and swiftly, but those who love his appearing will not be asleep as far as their Christian living is concerned. They will be found faithful. In fact, it will be a comfort and an encouragement to the faithful that Christ is coming back to take them out of a world and a life that is more and more like that of Sodom and Gomorrah in Bible times. In the New Testament, in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 through 15, we read about Christ's coming. About the times and the seasons, brothers, you do not need anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. When they shall say peace and security, then sudden destruction comes on them like labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in the dark, so that this day would overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and the sons of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then we must not sleep like the rest, but we must stay awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we are of the day, we must be sober and put the armor of faith and love on our chests and put on a helmet of the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up as you are already doing. Now we ask you, brothers, to give recognition to those who labor among you and lead you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we exhort you, brothers, warn those who are lazy, comfort the discouraged, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See to it that no one repays evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good for one another and for all. As we can understand by reading the Bible, it should not be a priority to attempt to figure out the date of Christ's coming. But it is absolutely imperative that believers walk worthy, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, walk worthy of their calling and live a biblical lifestyle while they are on the earth. If we are following God's instructions in the Bible for our daily life, we can truly look forward with joy to that day when he shall come. When he shall come is a hymn that looks forward to the coming of Christ. Listen as Vicky sings about the joy of Christ's appearing.
Shall stand.